Hello, welcome to A Ball at Pemberley. This is presented by me, Steve, and the English programme here from very, very sunny Castilla-La Mancha in central Spain. Okay, this is the first part. Oh, by the way, we're doing this live, so apologies before we start for if I happen to make a rather pig's ear of it or a dog's dinner of it, I do apologise in advance. Pardon me, miss, are you lost? Catherine Morland jumped, clutching her heart and spinning about in fright. Fright, not surprisingly, that rapidly settled into acute disappointment when she realised it was only a footman addressing her and not someone more exciting. Indeed, I must have taken a wrong turn on my way to the breakfast room, Catherine replied, the flush of shame, genuine but not adequate to prevent a backward glance at the dark passageway behind. No ghost of Pemberley, she thought. A ball was all well and good as far as Catherine was concerned, and the invitation to Pemberley was assuredly a treasured one. The prospect of handsome men to dance and flirt with was moderately appealing, to be sure. However, one never knew where adventure was to be found. Even a manor house with a reputation of respectability such as Pemberley could perhaps, if one was so fortunate, harbour at least one dreadful secret or mystery to solve. Of course, the pristine condition of Pemberley, with well-lit halls and light colours, with not a single locked door or restricted wing, did not bode well. Why, even the outside façade was classical in style and cheery. Catherine shook herself, literally, and earned a puzzled glance from the footman, deciding then and there to accept matters as they are and forget the nonsense of adventure. Ignore the forebodings of something strange, Catherine, she told herself. Surely nothing exciting could happen in this beautiful place. There was, however, the small matter of what Catherine witnessed the previous night in the sitting room of the grand Miss Darcy. The ladies had gathered there while the men still enjoyed their wine after supper. All had been well, that is, until the mention of one Mr. Wickham sent the laughter and gallantry flying from the room. That mention, of course, had come from the lips of none other than Mrs. Bennet herself. Sighing, she had proclaimed, "My dearest Lizzie, I cannot for the life of me fathom why you did not invite your sister, my dear Lydia, and her husband, dearest Wickham. Oh, what an excellent grand pair they would have made at the ball. I long to see them both." Every woman in the room had noticed immediately the identical looks of horror on the faces of both Elizabeth and young Georgiana. Catherine, in particular, had taken notice. Of course, the new Mrs. Darcy had immediately stepped in to quickly change the subject before the mention of the scoundrel could cause her beloved Georgiana too much pain. But the effect did not escape Catherine. She immediately began to wonder who this Mr. Beckham was, and what secrets this man held in relation to the two ladies, and the past of Pemberley. Could it be? Could this man, husband to Mrs. Darcy's sister, have been duplicitous? That's a big word. Watch out for that one. Was there a secret between him and Miss Darcy, or could it be that Mr. Wickham was a man with worse crimes? Mrs. Darcy proposed to Miss Darcy to perform a duet on the pianoforte with her, stopping Mrs. Bennet from being able to continue speaking of Wickham. Catherine, however, would not, could not be distracted. Was this the ill feeling she had about the ball? This man with the ability to cause the loudest silence Catherine had ever heard in her life, without even being in the room.